Today's devotional is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through chapter 3, verse 15. It was written by the Reverend Scott Paul Bonham. How grateful we should all be that the Corinthians were such a dysfunctional group of Christians with so many misunderstandings. If they were not so, we would have not have the detailed teaching from Paul about spiritual divisions in the church. For 2 decades, I was a chaplain in a U.S. penitentiary. I marveled at the intensity of converts to Christianity. They would throw themselves into the study of Scripture, even learning biblical Hebrew or Greek. They would spend every moment they could worshiping in the chapel. Some converts became extremely judgmental incredibly quickly, decrying things like tattoos and gambling, activities in which they had participated mere weeks before. Many thought themselves as amazingly spiritual, better than all the rest of us Christians. They thought they could handle the solid food. They could not. Many flamed out. I asked one such convert in the dining hall why he stopped coming to the chapel. His response was something like, "I tried it. I got really good at it. It didn't work. I knew it wouldn't." It seems this man had thought that if he became the perfect Christian, God would grant him release from prison. Funny how he never noticed in his Bible study how faith got a lot of biblical people into prison, not out of it. To counter this convert crisis, we began a mentoring program. Men of faith, volunteers of all ages, would come in on Monday nights and just talk with 2 inmates for an hour each. The positive spiritual effect was dramatic upon both mentors and mentees. These meetings fostered humility and trust, positive growth and prayer. It is not only the penitentiary that needs relationships like these. Let us endeavor this Lent to participate personally in intentional spiritual mentoring and to seek the mind of Christ together. Let us pray. Lord God, give me the grace to see myself as you see me, loved but lacking. Help me to seek in humility and faith to grow in the mind of Christ with other Christians. Please bring a mentor or an opportunity to mentor into my life. In Jesus' name, amen.